Hello, it's Gary.
Hey, Gary, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, John, you called me back.
Yes, I did. I know you had a Zoom call. I had some
I did. Thanks.
Interesting conversations, but none of them kind of perked my ears up the way ours did.
Okay, so I had a question.
Okay.
I've got to remember what it was. This is not an age thing. I've been doing this all my life. I'm over 60 now, so.
Oh, wow. You don't sound it, though.
Well, thanks. I don't feel it. And, you know, when I think of myself, I'm like 35, so.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Or a curse.
Yeah, that's true, too. Living a long time. You know, I had that conversation. My dad's actually your age, but he's never really smoked or drank in his life. So he's aging really well. He's one of those big, like, exercise guys. But we had some interesting conversations about aging and feeling young but still in an older body, you know. So I just kind of follow his path and hope one day I get there. But sometimes being older is not always good. Like, my mom passed away in 2010, and he was married with her for 20 years before she passed. So now he's been 13 years without his wife, and he goes, you know, that's the curse of growing older. Sometimes you see the people that you love go, and you're still here, you know.
Sure,
So there's the pros and cons to it. Some people aren't lucky, though. I've also lost some people, like my mother, or, you know, growing up, some young guys, they pass away and they don't make it to old. So it's a blessing and a curse for sure.
Yeah. Did you grow up in Southern Cal?
Yes, I did. I was blessed for that. That's for sure.
What area?
I'm a Huntington Beach native, actually. Surf City. Orange County.
Yeah. I was doing some projects for Marriott, and I was based out of Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah. That's where I live now.
Yes, really?
Yeah. I live in Newport Beach. I grew up in Huntington Beach, and I went to high school out here, and then I went to college at Sac State, and then I came back down, and I bought a house here about 6 years ago. So I've been working on that.
Wow.
And yeah, that's one of those things too. People go, "Wow, so nice," you know, and I go, "Yeah, well, in order to afford it, you know, you work so many days, you don't get to enjoy it." But I did enjoy it this weekend. I had a good weekend with my boys. The sun finally came out to play over here, so we went to the beach and rode our bikes and had a good
time. You know, Newport Beach is really nice. You know, when you go out to the beach and you look, you know, towards L.A., and you can see the smog bank, but back then, it never made it down that far.
Yeah. Huntington doesn't look the same either nowadays, actually. They got this thing called Pacific City, so they've, like, built a mall right there by the Huntington Beach Pier, almost. And I am planning on going over that way for 4th of July. It's always crazy. We got a million people in my backyard when 4th of July rolls around because we're right by the beach.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good time. It's probably the most high traffic time of the year. You get all these tourists and people and kids are out of school.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's a good time, though. It's the best time of the year. Yeah. I can't complain. As long as they don't mess up my house or take up my parking. Last year I had to tow a guy. I couldn't get out of my house. I got to go to work. I'm sorry, bud. I hate to do it to you, but, you know. Yeah. Then my wife always tells me, you should just charge them for parking. Just put a sign out there, $100 for 2 hours. They'll probably pay for it. I don't know.
Some of those people might. It was back in around 2003 when I was doing those projects.
Okay.
And I remember first time I came down, probably 2001 or so.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go driving through like Beverly Hills, you know, and you'd see.
Oh yeah.
You'd see a Rolls Royce, Bentley every once in a while, stuff like that. But you saw, you know, a lot of normal cars, Hondas and...
Yeah, I drive a Toyota 4Runner.
And then
And then, you know, you something crazy, but no, reliable, well, better than fancy, especially when you got babies.
And then, driving through Newport Beach back then, you know, you'd see a lot of BMWs and the Mercedes and Lexus cars and stuff. But then the last time I was in Newport Beach, it was like the only car I saw was high-end Mercedes. Like, where'd all the other cars go?
Yeah, they've been leaning towards the German engineering. They have, like, the largest Mercedes-Benz dealer out there now. Same thing with, Fletcher Jones. And then they also have, a Lamborghini dealer. So it's like people are either getting one or the other, it feels like, over there. But I just stick to my Toyota. I like the utility and reliability, especially my boys.
I'm telling you.
Can't take a Mercedes inland to the mountains and stuff, you know.
No, good for you. That's the place to be. You know, I got a daughter that's in New York, and everybody drives little SUVs there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to go. You know, last thing you want to do is get stuck anywhere, you know. I like to go fishing, and, you know, I got a little boat I could drop off in the harbor. So it's just good to have it's good to have some utility. I don't like having a fancy car anyway. It just gives you get the wrong kind of attention.
So there's a couple
of restaurants. I'm too conservative for it. I'd rather.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah,
most of those conservative people are moving to North Idaho right now. My God.
Yeah, a lot of them are moving out of the state because it's just, I mean, Orange County does a real good job of staying pretty conservative. You know, we're a tight-knit community.
Yes.
But it's getting pretty bad. I see a lot of people that I grew up with, and they moved to Texas, or they're leaving the state because you get these, the news and everything.
No, that's where we're getting all of our people coming up, you know, and everybody says the same thing. So I want to be around like-minded people and where you still have freedoms.
Yeah, almost all of them here that we had that were able to do remote work, they started doing remote work, and then they were like, okay, I'm getting out of California. I can make the same money if just take my computer somewhere. You know, I'll go somewhere else where people are more like-minded and not so crazy. And yeah, so they just get out of there.
Yeah.
But.
So down on the main highway going through Pacific Coast.
Yeah, PCA.
So there was a restaurant it was an American-type food, you know, so it wasn't ethnic.
Mm.
But they had this big fireplace when you come in, Newport Beach.
Sea Legs?
It probably changed the name now.
They used to have Pier 33 or Pier 39, too. They got a few of them. Woody's is
south
the old one.
Oh, no. It was new at the time. God,
it could be Jack's.
So good.
It might be Jack's.
Jack's.
Yeah.
Jack's, that's it.
Yeah, that's the spot right there. A couple hundred
still
bucks.
Around?
But it's, yeah, I ain't going nowhere. That's a sacred
place.
When I
was there, it wasn't a couple hundred bucks. It was 50 bucks.
Oh, no. Those guys are awesome. You know, I'm friends with one of the guys who works there, and sometimes when we go fishing, he'll tell me, if you got anything extra or if you catch a couple of them and, you know, it's not fitting in the fridge, just call me. I've had a couple of times I go over there, you know. I gave those guys a 50-pound tuna one time. I just gave it to them. But another time they gave me $500 for a little 30-pounder, you know.
Wow.
It covers the gas of the whole trip. It's just go have fun and then, you know, bring one back and we'll take care of you. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So my wife don't get mad about it. And I'm like, hey, technically I'm working and having fun at the same time. Yeah, they get
no kidding
boiling out here right off the coast of Dana Point. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, if you do that every once in a while, then can you write off your boat and all your expenses?
Yeah, I can write off everything. Every year, I I get like new furniture and everything. I try to write off everything I can. I have a little LLC, you know, and then I write it off through the LLC. Yeah. You know about that, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to go. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When, so.
Speak of the devil, actually, this is a write-off for you, too. It's considered a business expense, the Google advertising.
Well, I know that. It's advertising promotion.
Right.
So, I have, just to let you know, I'm overspending on my advertising budget right now by quite a bit.
Okay. Well, we'll fix that.
So that website you're looking at, I had a different website, and then there's some people here, you know, they're a website building company here locally.
Uh-huh.
And so I paid them to build me a new website, and they're just waiting on me because I specialize in high performance homes. So those are super energy efficient and all this stuff, right?
40-60%. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
So what you're seeing is just a GoDaddy site that I put together as a template to show them how I want them to build it.
Wow. Yeah, you might as well build it yourself. It's beautiful. Hey, yeah, great job.
I've had a lot of comments on it about how nice it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, when they build it, and with their knowledge, you know, with SEO, you know, they can get me found on searches real quickly.
Well, the thing about us, like, we started out as an SEO company in 2004, and we were just a regular SEO for years. You know, we didn't actually become a Google partner until 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the SEO, the thing about it is, like, you can make the site compatible for SEO services is really what they're doing, and then they're going to want to add the SEO services. But, you know, these guys, they'll show up for some things and not others, and they show up in some areas and not others. You know, the luxury of working with a Google partner directly is that Google gives us access to the algorithm. So we don't have to worry about our guys rotating off or trying to figure out how to get them back up there. You know what I mean? We do the updates preemptively. So before they actually happen, we go ahead and implement the algorithm updates for our clients. That way they never rotate off and they're consistently up there. Also, our guys end up getting Google Places placements right next to the map there rather than just an organic placement. The organic guys start beneath the local map section and then they go on to page 2, page 3. So
sometimes right.
Even,
okay.
Yeah.
So on my mobile right now,
sitting in my
truck, I got to go into this building pretty soon. Anyway, I just did a Google search, Home Builder CDA.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got, and before you get to the map, you know, businesses, so these are the sponsored.
Yeah, these are pay-per-click ads up here that you're looking at there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go with you, where am I going to show up?
Right next to the map there. You see those three guys next to the map that don't say sponsored? Yeah, you'll be one of those ones.
Right.
You'll see Frontier Homes LLC. I know you don't go into Washington, but it can get you up to a 40-mile radius around CDA.
Yeah.
At $299. Now, obviously, if you want to cover more ground, then we got to talk about doing something a little bigger, like Affordable Custom Builders is doing. They have a local listing and a sponsored listing. And those ones, the price would have to jump up. I wouldn't be able to give you the discount of the $299. I'd have to have you at least on the $499 pricing structure for those.
So I'm looking at Monarch Affordable and Arquitera.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Arquitera, it's not a custom home builder. They're just, you know, they develop their own subdivisions. That's what they do. And
yeah, well, the good thing about these advertisements, I mean, you know, back in the day, it was like who the best guy was, who had the most reviews, who, you know, built up their SEO. You know, nowadays, it's who pays for it, right? the Democratic marketing system, you know.
So yeah, I know, right. So whoops. So I'm scrolling down.
Yep.
And I see Coeur d'Alene Home Builders and Remodeling. They got 5 reviews.
Yes.
I don't even know who they are. Now,
right.
So I'm very involved with our local home builders association.
Okay.
And I am the immediate past president. So last year I was president of this home builder association here.
Oh wow.
So okay. I know a lot of home builders, right? And I deal with them. And I'm still really involved with a lot of committees, and I go to national, I go to state, stuff like that.
I'm sure there's nothing these guys can do that you can't do. You know, that's what I was saying. It's not always the best guys that are up there. It's just the guys who have this advertisement up there.
Let's take True North Builders right here.
Okay.
There's several in here, Coeur d'Alene. So you got True North, you got Coeur d'Alene Home Builders and Remodeling.
Right.
Now, are they advertising as well?
Well, they have to be working with a Google partner in order to achieve that placement that they have. That's the difference between them and you, is they have a Google partner that they're working with. So the algorithm updates they're getting, I mean, you're not going to get those unless you work with a Google partner. Those are the only ones who get access to it, because that's how Google gets their money.
So there's a long list here. So but you're saying I would be
top. Yeah, you'd be a top recommended on the first page. You'd be on the first page. The first page is where 90% of them start and stop. So that's why I was telling you.
Oh, I know.
You'll get the pick of the litter here. You know, all these guys will. You'll get the increased call volume. Obviously, more than you can handle. But if you're only doing 4 or 5 jobs a year, or homes a year, then, you know, obviously you want to take a cherry-picking method to it and focus on the projects that are going to get you the highest return on investment. So that's what this will do. It'll put you in position to get the volume and to get the maximum exposure, and then you have the luxury of kind of going, okay, I want to take this and I don't want to take that. The reason you're overpaying for your marketing is more than likely the companies that you're using right now are third-party to this type of system. Well, you'll see guys
I'm not using anybody. I'm not using anybody right now.
Oh, okay. Where are you spending all your marketing budget?
Well, with my website that's being built, that I'm holding them up, my new website.
Yeah, sometimes websites cost a lot. You know, it depends on who you have build them, you know.
Well, so when I go to some of these home builder shows,
yeah,
you know, there'll be people set up there. They'll charge, you know, $10,000 to $40,000.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's crucial. I mean, you got to think people are going to be paying you.
I'm paying $3,500.
Yeah,
and they've done most of the high end builders around here. The same people have done theirs.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to put some nice videos on there and stuff. You know, have it be more than just a basic site, you know. You almost want to give them walkthroughs on your projects, you know.
Well, I'm going to start doing video testimonials, you know, referrals.
Oh yeah, that's great too. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I'm battling right now is
that's kind of redundant if you don't have the first page placement, because you're going to spend $3,500 on a site, and then when these guys go Googling to look for you know, home builder, they're not seeing you as an option. They're not going to see the site. So it's kind of pointless to have the site and not have placement, you know?
So what do we need to do? You need to email me something to accept and things going, or what?
Well, I'll create the account and I'll secure it, and then we send you everything in writing. It's month to month to give you a breakdown of how everything's going, and then you sign off on the bottom of that. I'll schedule a client interview for you, and then we'll have a representative walk you through that. Usually only takes about 45 minutes, but they'll go over all the keywords and the service area that we have you listed for. We'll get your Google Advanced verification going, so they'll have a form where you got to send us all photos, license, insurance, everything that you have that's required by your state and your industry. And then then we can go ahead and go live with it once the verification process is completed. So, you know, even if I sign you up today, it's going to take a little bit, though, before you start seeing yourself up there and the calls kick in. You know, I would say even though it's month to month, well, try it for at least 2 months. Go into it, committed to a couple.
Well, that was going to be my next question. If I get this going and then I do a Google search, will I find myself?
No, not immediately. We got to do all the verification first. The guys that are up there have gone through advanced verification. Yeah, because then it's letting your customers know that you're legit. You know what I mean? We're telling them that we've already advanced verified you, did our research. We would hire you ourselves.
Well, I did that with Howes and also with BuildZoom. So if you go to BuildZoom.
Yeah, Google's different, though, you know. Those guys all pay Google. Howes, they pay Google.
Yeah.
So the thing about this, you only got to verify it once. I mean, unless something changes.
No, that's no problem. In Idaho, one of our problems is it's way too easy to be a contractor.
Exactly.
Because all you have to have is some workman's comp.
That's why I don't like the SEO stuff, is because you don't even have to be legitimate to get SEO done and put on and get that done. These guys, they're advanced verified, so you're not going to find any illegitimate companies up there.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
well,
is this something you want to give a shot? I can create
your account. Yep. Let's do it.
All right. So, what's your last name, Gary?
Paul, H A L L.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Correct.
All right. And how do you want how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I'd say 8 till 5.
Okay. You can go Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Yeah. No, you know, in the summer. So we have property up on the St. Joe River. So it's a river that flows through the mountains, goes into Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm, I'm familiar.
It's by the way, it's the highest navigable body of water in North America. But anyway,
there's a family friend that we have that has a big, big plot of land out there. He used to play in the NFL. His name is Mike Iupati. He was a lineman. Big Samoan.
Come on. Mike Iupati is an Idaho Vandal.
Yeah. So you know.
Oh, man. I'm a big... I was president of the Kootenai County Vandal Boosters.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So his brother works for us, or worked for us, I should say. And
really?
And then his mother-in-law works for us, actually. She's in our account recovery. So, like, if a payment fails, she reaches out to them and reactivates their business profiles for them. So, yeah, her name's Tina.
Man.
Togafo. Yeah. There's big Samoans.
I'm telling you, my favorite game of his is a Vandal. And I can't remember. He may have been a senior. But we were playing first game of the season, number one in the nation, USC, right?
Wow.
And they were double teaming Mike.
I love SD too.
And he was blowing through his offensive line.
He was a monster for a long time.
He was blowing through. He had to have one hand on one guy, another hand, and they ran right over Mike like every play. And the first half, we were actually pretty respectable, surprisingly, you know. He was like a man against boys, and this is USC, right?
They inducted him into the Hall of Fame recently.
Yeah, that's right.
No, his brother lives out here. I see him all the time. His name's Andrew. Big guy. Yeah, big, big guy.
I didn't know Mike had property up on the St. Joe, though.
Yeah, he has property, actually, a few different spots. He recently bought that property, I think, about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago.
Wow.
He's got a lot of land out there. That's where he's been invested all his real estate. His family lives out here in California, though. His younger brother and a lot of his family have a big security company out here. They contract a lot of the big nightclubs and stuff in the Newport Harbor. So the big Samoan guys out there, and we do their marketing for them. So we landed them a lot of their big contracts for security. So when guys need security, I'm always like, oh, if you need, I know some people. You know, big guy.
So you're not Harvard. You're not talking about Balboa area,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Balboa and Lido
yep.
area. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff over there, security and stuff. So good people to know. You know, this family.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not the kind of people that people want to mess with. You know, I just pick my hand up sometimes. When I go out and wave it a little bit and they come walking over, you know, I had one young guy who was telling me a bunch of stuff. I go, oh, just pick up my hand. Like, come get this guy away from me. He's had too much. He's acting a little crazy. And he turns around and he sees Andrew. He looks just like Mike. he says, don't, it's okay. I'll go.
I love it.
Yeah. And you don't want nothing to do with that. All right. But,
I was just disappointed that I really wanted Mike to go to the Seahawks.
Man. He played in San Francisco, but he got lured over in that deal because there's a guy, Cefalu. Yeah, he used to play for the 49ers, and he's mm-hmm. Samoan, like, from the island, so he was able to be like, hey, you know, we have a heritage of our guys going to the 49ers. You notice that when you look at the Hall of Fame for the linemen for San Francisco. They're all big Samoan guys. Yeah. They're known
for
that.
Well, I got it. Yeah. A picture of me and Joe Montana on Waikiki Beach. We're both wearing blue trunks. And this was back in about 84 or something, right?
I was out there this year. A lot of his family actually grew up on the west side of Oahu, too, Waianae.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. A lot of locals over there, big Samoan people over there. But, yeah, I was up there in January. I go there a lot. I take my boys over there. I'm going back, actually, in August for 2 weeks from the 21st through to the beginning of September. And take my baby boys out there. So that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
You know, I just love the climate over there. It's just perfect all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to the Big Island this time. Earlier in January, I went to Oahu, but this time we're going to go to the Big Island.
My folks used to have a condo right there in Kona.
Yeah, that's where I'm staying. I actually rented a condo, actually. We rented a house over there. Yeah, like right on the water, the backyard. You could see the ocean from the patio.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I just love it. So the Big Island, to me, is by far my favorite. Now, if you're really into the beaches, that's not the island. They have beaches, but...
They're all covered in rock. Yeah, I've been looking at it a lot. My lady has been kind of just planning it. I'm letting her kind of just plan it all out because that's going to be our one-year wedding anniversary, too. I just got married. We've been together for a while, but we just got married last year.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
There's beaches. You just got to know where to find them.
We're real close to Magic Sands, actually, the condo that I rented.
Yeah.
It's right there.
That's a perfect spot with little kids.
Yeah, that's my youngest is 2 years old. Yeah. So I'm going to take
it's a protected area. It's a protected area there because there's a natural little reef that goes through there. So it's nice and protected.
Yeah, it keeps it kind of flat. That's what we were doing when we went to Oahu. My son just turned 2 in April, so we went in January. He wasn't even 2 yet, but I took him over to Lanikai, and then I also took him to the Disney Resort, and they have that little bay in there, kind of let him play in that calm water, you know?
Yeah,
on the North Shore. Because the North Shore in January was crazy. Like, the waves were crazy.
Waves.
They had caution tape and everything. Yeah, they had that surf competition when we went out there.
That's when they always have the big surf there.
Yeah, we saw some of that, actually. We were there that week, So the waves were just ridiculous. Like, I'm not getting in there. Nobody is. They don't even let regular swimming go in there, you know?
No.
Yeah, but you go over to the Disney Resort, and they have that little bay area. Yeah. It was real nice, and Lanikai was really nice. But
you're going to be staying by the Magic Sands. You're perfect spot for family with young kids. Perfect spot.
I like the spot we rented because when we went out to Oahu, it was, you know, it's a lot of hustle and bustle right there in Waikiki and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Kind of older. I was like, you know, I just want to get a nice condo and go to Kailua, and it's very calm and more relaxed pace and just kind of take it easy.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
But I also, the island is so big and there's so much diversity I love exploring it, you know.
Yeah, I rented a Jeep, and then I did 2 days. I did book the Airbnb for two of the nights in Hilo. So we're going to go over there and see all those big waterfalls. My lady loves the waterfalls. So we're going to go do that and do some hiking with the boys. But it's always mission for me.
You'll have to stop at the tourist place at Kilauea Volcano.
Yeah. We had to make a reservation, actually. We just did that 2 days ago for...
Really?
Yeah, well, they have a restaurant that overlooks the volcano, and I have little boys, so I don't want to go hiking the volcano, you know, through the national park. We're like, it's too much with the babies, you know. So we're like, okay, I'm just going to book this, and we'll go in there, and we'll have a nice dinner, and we can see the volcano as the sun goes down, maybe catch some, they say you can view some of the lava from this restaurant that they have there.
Yeah.
You got to book it. So I was like, okay, at least we'll go over there and have a nice little dinner. Yeah, overlook the volcano. My boys love, like, Moana and Disney and the Lilo and Stitch and all the Hawaii, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stuff, so I get them all into that.
Okay, so you need my email address, do you?
Yes, business email, yeah.
Gary at frontierhomes.build, B-U-I-L-D.
Okay, I got it. It was right here on your site. I could have pulled it from there. Your hours are actually there, too. And then this phone number is the same, like, best phone number for us and your clients to reach you?
Okay. It is, yes.
All right. And then I got your hours locked in here. Okay. And then they're going to send you that Google PIN verification letter. It's a little postcard. Comes in the mail. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. Is this the best, or, well, let me see here, hold on. Make sure they got it right, because I saw one in here earlier. They already had, said that they were going to send you a verification already, because you won't show without it. So the 2146 West, how do you pronounce that, Russo Drive?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Got some. A lot of French spelling out there I've been running into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my middle name is Devereaux, so it's actually like that. I don't know why it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Update.
Okay. There was a lot of French trappers that first settled northwest and up into Canada.
Oh, yeah. There's a, I believe, actually, you were speaking with Lulu, weren't you, this morning?
No.
Oh, it was Tara. No, it was Tara.
Tara, yeah.
Yeah, we have a rep in here, Lulu. She's from that part of Canada, so she's fluent in French, and her last name is Legou, and it's spelled like that, too, at the end, like Lulu Legou. Yeah, or it's Lois, but we all call her Lulu. Interesting character. Sometimes I'll hear her talking to, she'll run into clients that speak fluent French, and she'll just start going off. I'm like, what?
She's like, finally.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves showing it off. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But she's originally from Canada, and she came down here after schooling and everything. So.
Okay. Well, watch the movie called Centennial. It's based on the book that Michener wrote, and it's really good. Yeah, it's older, but it's great. And Michener, when he writes his books, he does a tremendous amount of research, so it's historically quite accurate.
Yeah, I love that. I'm big on geography and history. Those are
yeah, you'll like it then.
Yeah, it's weird how I got into marketing. That's really what I'm passionate about. But I guess a big thing that helped me was understanding demographics and geographics when it comes to the marketing strategies. So that was kind of an X factor for me, is knowing who I was talking to and where they're from, you know, what it's like. Because, you know, we're a big melting pot here in the States, but it's good to
know. Especially there.
Yeah, oh my God. It's crazy. I got...
Not here.
I got most races, I should say, around me. Not all of them. You know, Orange County is mostly you're going to find white, Latino, a little bit of Asian people here and there. But
there's the pockets.
Yeah.
When I was, so, Marriott's got that big timeshare resort there in Newport Beach, you know, the South Coast, what is it called?
South Coast Plaza?
Well, not Plaza, but it's the Marriott.
But it's by South Coast Plaza. I guess like borderline Costa Mesa.
No, it's borderline going south.
Okay.
Going on the way south. It's a big golf course. There's a big golf course there.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Looking right at the
Newport Coast Villas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's Newport Coast. Kind of by Pelican Hill a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Close to there.
Yeah. That's a couple miles south of where I am. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a nice area. I go to the range over there sometimes. Kind of hit balls towards
I came down there to build some off-site marketing for their, because it's timeshare. So, you know, they'd set up booths around, and you know how timeshare works with trying to get it go through the tours and, you know, offer you some kind of package or money or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I did one in Koreatown, I did downtown L.A., one in Newport, several different places. So I was all over.
I hate going over there, to be honest. I hate going over to L.A. My boys love going to, like, Universal Studios and stuff. So sometimes I got to, you know, load them up and go up there. But I don't like it. It's just so much traffic and madness.
It's the traffic. It's just the traffic ruins the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not very peaceful. And then some of those roads, I mean, they have those roads, especially when you get over to, like, Griffith Park area. You got some of those roads back there. Ain't been rebuilt since like the 20s. It's like, you got a 6-lane freeway leading into a 100-year-old freeway that's just like designed to go 40 miles an hour, build a pothole, and you're bumper to bumper. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
like that 101.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare getting through there. But you gotta get through there in order to get to Universal Studios and stuff. They just built that Mario World or whatever. So my oldest, I had to take him over to see Mario World and the new Mario movie. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Kids, I got
something else.
Grandkids. I got a boy and a girl. They're 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're right about that age.
I need to take them down and go through some of the parks down there soon.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a great place to vacation, you know. I'd rather go to Disneyland, though, to be honest. It's a lot closer to us than going to like a Universal Studios or something.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny because I've lived here my whole life, so I have some people that work the gates at Disneyland. They're my friends, a friend of mine's mm-hmm. kids. He's an older guy, but his kids are like 20, 21, and they just, you know, he lets them know, he shoots them a message. John's coming down there. He's got 6 guys, and they meet me at the gate, and I don't got to pay anything. I pay for parking.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm able to spoil them with that, so I've never had to deal with paying for Disneyland, which honestly you shouldn't if you live here. I feel like they should give you a lot, really, really good deal because it's, you know, there's so much going on. You know, so many people, so much traffic once you get to that area. Sometimes you go over there, and even though you live there, you wait 2 hours or hour and a half to get on one ride. By the time the day's over, you're only seeing like a quarter of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, if you got those grandkids, that'll definitely be a trip. I can't wait for that day.
John, what's the best day of the week to go into Disneyland? Is there a best day of the week?
Yeah, I mean, it's like almost you got to think like you're going to an airport, you know. You know, you want to go like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. That's where everybody's working and busy. But, you know, nowadays in the summertime, it's a madhouse. So I would have said like last month on a Tuesday or Wednesday would have been ideal. Now all the kids are out of school, so it's kind of someplace I stay away from until, you know, we get closer to September.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to go there too much in the summer, but I live right by the beach anyway, so it's not like you really, you know, need to go to Disneyland. You got the Balboa Pier and everything right there, full of games.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, hop on the ferry. Sometimes we'll go over to the Catalina Island. I like fishing between here and Catalina. That's where you get a lot of tuna and good fishing. But sometimes I'll get on that flyer, take the family over there, and they got a couple little spots over there. You can feel like you're in Hawaii for the day. That's always nice. Can drive the car right onto the ferry. The ferry will take you across now, all the way over there.
Oh,
so you don't have to get on the flyer. They have a ferry. You can drive the car right on and sit in the car. Yeah, but they limit it. You know, you can only have a certain amount of cars. Like, you got to book it way ahead of time. They only let so many cars onto Catalina Island because their roads are more designed for a golf cart.
Right, exactly. I'm thinking car over there.
Yeah. No, they have a few of them, though. They got a little road now. They've done some different things. They have that Catalina Airport, and then they got a couple of roads going all the way south to Avalon, and then one that goes all the way north to Two Harbors, and that's it, pretty much. Just straight through there. Wow. Anything else, you're going to have to get a golf cart.
There's a little restaurant, and it's somewhere around Balboa. North, it's in the area where they got all those little houses right next to each other, you know.
Lido Isle?
Yeah.
Or Balboa Island. Lido Isle.
And
yeah.
There was an old cafe right there, and it was known for John Wayne used to come in there a lot.
Harbor House. I think you're thinking Harbor House Cafe.
I think maybe that's it. I wonder if it's still open.
American food. It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's just a little diner, really.
Yeah, Harbor House. It's still there. It's a good spot. Yeah, I like to go get burgers and my boys, you know, fries. And that's a good spot.
You can
get a little everything for everybody in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, they got photos of him everywhere. And our local airport, it's like 5 minutes from me, is John Wayne Airport.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'd always come in and out.
Kobe Bryant flew out of there and died flying out of that airport.
Yeah.
He used to live right over here in Pelican Hill. I used to
know
him all
the
time with Fashion Island and stuff and the mall.
Yeah.
This girl's, yeah. You know, not anymore.
I mean,
honestly.
Everybody was moving in back in the day, you know, Mark McGwire
there's a lot of guys out here. Mike Trout has a spot out here. There's a lot of them, you know. It's kind of the safe spot you want to go if you're going to have a bunch of money. You don't really want to live over there. Like, I know Justin Herbert has property over there, that quarterback for the Chargers, and they practice in Costa Mesa, the Chargers do.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're right down the street, too. Costa Mesa is just a mile inland.
Oh, yeah. No, I used to go up there to, like, get my hair cut and different things.
Yeah, I like going into Costa Mesa, actually.
It's so crazy, though, how different in that line, that line of demarcation between Newport Beach and Costa Mesa.
Yeah,
you know,
the Newport Harbor kind of separates it.
Yeah. And you talk to people, and the people that live in Costa Mesa don't really like the people that live in Newport Beach.
Yeah, well, vice versa. It depends, you know. The more you get over towards, like, the fairgrounds and Fairview Park, you know, we don't really go on the other side of the riverbed, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I grew up over there in Huntington, too, so I'm real, you know, so I'm familiar going all the way up the coast right here, you know. Got people in every city going down.
I miss it. You go south past like Dana Point, and there was some of those areas in there where they had like those acre parcels.
Oh yeah, towards like San Clemente, San Onofre.
I don't think it was that far. But I could live in.
Oh, you're talking
like
maybe Emerald Bay or Crystal Cove area?
No,
past
but inland.
Lorena Beach. Inland.
Well, you go past Laguna Beach, and then you start hitting some of those areas down there.
I mean, Laguna Niguel, they got all kind of crazy
Laguna
stuff
Niguel, down. Yeah, that area.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like that. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, well, do you have from me what you need to get this going?
Oh, no. Okay, so last thing I got to do is just secure the payment and then schedule your client interview. What's a good time for your client interview? You got availability today, like an hour window maybe?
Oh, boy. No.
We can do it tomorrow, too, if you're booked up from the day. But we just want to get it done as soon as possible, start working on everything. We'll send out the pin today, but we'd like to get it rolling pretty quick because the services are all month to month. So it's, you know, usually we got a little bit of time to show you a return on investment if we're going to keep you coming back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so okay, what is it you need from me right now?
Just to secure the payment of the $299 and schedule your client interview. So client interview time, like I said, usually 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it done. So.
Okay, so I got an 8 o'clock appointment tomorrow. How about 9:30 tomorrow morning?
Well, they're on the hour. I schedule them all on the hour, so I could do 9 to 10 or 10 to 11.
Okay, so let's see. Let's say 11 to 12.
Okay, Pacific Standard?
Yep.
All right, I gotcha. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And to your email, and then I'll text you about 1 hour before too, just to remind you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I'll shoot you a text message. Or actually, I already did earlier. My direct number.
Oh, something popped.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the 877. Here, let me. I'll resend it to you, Gary.
So when you send the calendar invite, is that through Outlook or what is that?
Well, we're a Google partner. Come on, it's gonna be through Google.
Oh yeah, so no, it's through Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to send out a calendar invite, and I get them all the time, but I've never sent them. So
you have to log into your email usually on the desktop. It's hard to do through the phone, through the desktop, and then you go to the calendar on the desktop version. And then when you go in there, you click on a time on your calendar, and then you'll type out the invitation, and then you just add the person's email address to the calendar.
I just didn't see that.
It'll send them a notification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'll have the client interview technician send one to you right now. Give me 1 second. Yeah, it's usually pretty easy. We can walk you through it too. I mean, you'll learn a few tricks throughout this.
My daughter heads up a team for Liberty Mutual, and I think she probably sends them out all the time.
Oh yeah, all day long. I do a lot of scheduling on the calendar too, you know, just appointments. So that's pretty much what I did. I talked to you earlier. It's like, I was like, okay, well, I know he'd be interested. He just had some things to do. So I like, let me schedule him for a call in 2 hours. And then I took a couple of conversations between then, see if maybe those guys would go, mainly because my reps are just sending them over. You know, I have a team underneath me, about 40 reps, kind of like Tara that you talk to, and they just kind of, I let them do all the hard part.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, just to find out if somebody's actually interested or not, don't waste all your time doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I like to focus on, I manage the sales force, so I like to oversee them, make sure they get all checked in, but I like to focus on the return side of it for the clients and fulfillment. That's what I like. I like making sure things are just getting done in a timely manner and people are getting what we're promising them in the right time frame. You know, we tell them, you know, wait 30 to 45 days before you evaluate it for return on investment. But, you know, about 99% of the time, they'll get up there a lot quicker and we're generating return quicker because I like to get in there. And that's usually what leads to us retaining them long term. So our CEO kind of likes that. And that's my role. You know, the goal is to retain you and not just have you try it for a month or two, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
The only way that's going to happen, though, is you see results. You know, it's one thing when you're seeing yourself up there, but most business owners don't do this just to see their name on there. They want to get clients from it.
Yeah. Well, this is going to motivate me to – I've got some pages on my website that aren't finished. So I need to finish those. I need to get my – so not – being a large home builder, you know, I don't have a lot of customers. So everybody, you know, wants to, you know, first time talk to, well, I want a list of references that I can call. Well, it's like, now I've stopped doing that because I don't want tire kickers just calling my customers all the time, right?
Yeah, I think that's only something that you, and we deal with that too. You know, we have business owners that say, oh, what are your references? You get, I'm like, man, there's tens of thousands of them. It's just these guys don't want you calling them. They want to focus on their clients. So I do run into that too, even on our end. But the way you combat it is obviously look at our reviews. You know what I mean? There's 3,000 of them out there, you know, over.
Well, or say, you know, we'll get, you know, further along. And I have lately just explained to them, it's like, you know, I get potential customers calling them, we get business calling them, you know, and, you know, just like you, if you become a customer, you're not going to want to be getting phone calls all the time from people, you know, a few,
like, man,
not
I got
bad,
a family and a day job and everything else, you know, I got businesses outside of this. Last thing I want to do is be referring something else.
Yeah.
Not getting paid to do it. I hear you on that, but that this will handle a lot of curiosities that they have, you know, it'll just have a lot of legitimacy to it. They'll know your background screen. You got your reviews there. They have references online. So a lot of that, will be handled before they even place the call, I'm sure, you know, especially if your website's up to par. And you've done a great job on it so far, so I'll be interested to see if these guys can even one-up you for what you put on there.
Well, they're pretty anyway.
Yeah, you're going to test them out, right? You're going to find out. All right, but I have everything squared away. Just got to secure first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Well, I'm going to use a card.
Okay. You want to use like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American
Express? It'll be a Visa. It'll be a Visa.
And is it under the business name, your name, or both?
No, Gary Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually under both, but
okay.
That's okay.
I like it to have both because remember it's a write-off, so I'm going to send the invoice receipt to your email, and I'll have both on there. Then you can just give it to your CPA.
Yep.
And then
the
billing address is the same as the street address?
Yep, it is.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay. 4147.
4147.
3420.
3420.
6423.
6423.
4232.
4232. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
7/28.
7/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
151. I just got a new card, so that's all different.
Oh, wow. Sometimes that's necessary, but I hate when that happens because I have so much stuff to auto bill between my wife and my kids and everything. And then every time
I get a
new card, I got to go redo everything. I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
But
okay,
the last one I had
for
years bonked on me. Oh, sorry. Go
ahead.
So I
assume that it's not going to be charged until we get through the interview process, the vetting out and all that stuff, right?
No, it's getting processed right now. We're sending you you're already vetted. We know you qualify for it or we wouldn't have called you about it. You're on the qualified candidates list. So you're vetted out.
But it could take a couple, 2 weeks probably to get, you know, you're
going
to send me something
going
in the mail. And
we
then
start working on it right away. That's what
the
you
verification
today.
Process.
Right.
So that'll be, you know, maybe 2 weeks.
Well, again,
you know,
so
be a month
back
into
that's
it.
Why I say you want to try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It's month to month.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to lose half a month.
Right.
Just in the
but you only
got to
go through that once. Once you're verified, even if
you
leave our services
that,
later, you never
just
have to get re-verified again. So that's a huge credibility.
I know, but
factor.
I just assumed that you would actually run the card once the verification of, like, the business license, that stuff was done.
No, we take it off the board. We start working on it now. So nobody else gets it. We close out the category and we start working on it. So you pay from when
we
start working for you.
Originally on our first phone call, you said somebody dropped off and there's a space for a new contractor. Well, as I was scrolling down that list, it was long. I don't understand what you were talking about when you said that.
Yeah, because those first page placements are solicited by the premier Google partners only. So each Google partner is supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So your guys that are up there now are not working with us directly. They're not working with Local Splash. They're working with PageHub and White Shark Media. So those are other Google partner companies out here in Orange County. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So your competition is working with my competition. And so each one of us only works with one guy per industry, per area. So the guy that we were working with within our company had relocated. And once that happens, they'll send us over that list, and they have my rep call out, find the next guy to fill the spot and work with us.
Well, I probably wasn't the first person that was called in my area, I imagine.
You weren't. No, no. I actually have two other guys that are on call back for later today that I'm going to have to take off my calendar now that we're filling it here. So that's why I was telling you, you pay today, we close it out, we start working on it today, get your pin going, send over everything, you know, and writing.
So why does
that,
why does that pin go through the mail? Why can't it be like a security?
I know, everybody says that. I know, everybody tells me that, but that's, there's a little pin on the map there that you get, a little red dot kind of indicating where you are. So they want to verify it. It's the only thing we ever send you in the mail, actually. It says Google right on it, but yeah, I've gone through that before. The only time they actually do the phone verifications is when we, like they misplace it or if there's some kind of hiccup with it. Like let's say somebody's wife threw it away, thought it was junk mail, and then we're like, okay, rather than resend it, wait again, they'll let us hop on the line and do a three-way call over the phone and verify it that way. Yeah.
So it's going to show the pin right where my address I gave you, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could hide it. If I hide your address, it'll make it very vague, the pin. It'll just put it out like maybe in the middle of the street that you're on or in an intersection.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
It's just that it's not a house that I built. We bought a house that we were going to turn into a rental a couple of years ago because it was incredible buy, and we're still in it. I can't find property to build on. We got two problems. One, there's nothing to buy. You know, that's not way far out. I don't want my wife commuting that far every day.
Yeah.
And the prices, you know, now, because I really messed up, I could have bought 5-acre parcel just on the perimeter of town for $149. Now that's about $450.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it just pisses me off. But, you know, it's my fault. I didn't think it would sell that fast. Being that I'm not living in my own house, you know, like if they did a street view, it just, I don't know, I'm self-conscious.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could hide your address for you. That's not a problem. We'll still send the pin there, though. And then, like I said, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you when it comes in.
We'll talk about that later. That's no big deal.
We'll be following up. We walk you through it step by step.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we start working on everything today. We send the pin out today, and then you have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 11 and 12. And then from there, we'll do all the customization on your Google business profile and get that verified. And then there's going to be a series of photos that they're going to be asking you for. So I sent you a separate email. And you're going to get another text, not just with the outline of the agreement and the invoice, but it'll ask you for all these photos as part of an advanced verification.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay. So it's what you're doing is different than if you just tried to verify your business on Google for SEO services. It's a Google Places placement, so it's an advanced verification. So they'll ask you for things like photos of a license plate on a work vehicle or the workplace or business license, insurance, things like that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
I'll send that over to you. And if you have any issues with any of it, like I said, you can call me directly. I'm here 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, and then there's a 24/7 customer service available to you. So if it's after those hours or if you're trying to reach me and maybe I'm on the phone, you could either tell them to have me call you back when I'm available, or, you know, there's, like I said, there's reps here. Our company has almost 400 people working here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, cool.
All right, so look out for that receipt. Just so you know, too, so the $299 discount that I gave you, it's locked in. So it's not going to go back up next month. It'll just stay $299 month to month for as long as you're with us. It's set up to automatically bill on the 26th day, but you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, anything like that. We just part ways.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then that's pretty much the gist of it. We do ask that you try to be as responsive as possible to your customers, it says here on this voice verification. and let us know before you add anything else online. You really shouldn't need anything else online, Gary, the way I got you set up, but if you're considering it, just touch base with me so I can make sure they're not messing up your Google business profile or anything, or like if your website guy is going to touch it. That way if something happens where I don't see you up there, we know what happened and we can go in there and fix it.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.